Today we embark on a new sermon series that focuses on wisdom. And so there's really no better place to start for an exploration of wisdom than the book of Proverbs. And so we'll turn to the third chapter of Proverbs, starting in the fifth verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves the one he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding. For her income is better than silver and her revenue better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. The book of Proverbs begins with wisdom personified, speaking boldly in crowded places in hopes that someone, anyone, might heed her call. Wisdom cries out in the street, in the squares she raises her voice, at the busiest corner she cries out, at the entrance of the gates she speaks. Wisdom knocks, wisdom shouts, wisdom calls, wisdom pleads, wisdom beckons. But who hears? Wisdom calls, "How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you." Wisdom knocks. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Wisdom is still here. Wisdom is still calling. In the streets, in the town, in the woods, in the church, in our hearts. Wisdom knocks. Wisdom shouts, wisdom calls, wisdom pleads, wisdom beckons. But who hears? Who hears? Wisdom calls in the street, but we drive right by her, barely breaking even as she stands at the crosswalk, for we are in too much of a hurry to notice that she is there. Wisdom calls in the restaurant, but we do not look her in the eye, mumbling our order as our eyes get snared in the flash of the screen in our palms. Wisdom calls in the Bible, but our eyes glaze over, distracted by other words, distracted by other voices in other places that drag our attention on a leash. Wisdom wanders our world like a ghost, billowy, enigmatic, haunting, calling out to a people largely without malice, but a people distracted all the same, lost in the hypnotic reflection of our way, our truth, our lives. Childlike wisdom continually tugs at our sleeves with excitement, wanting to show us what she hopes will evoke our wonder too. But we have important matters before us, and we brush her away. Maybe later, we say. Not right now, honey. I'm in the middle of something. Maybe later. Maybe later. Wisdom cries out in the streets, and sometimes we just keep walking, oblivious, her cries unheard. And sometimes when wisdom calls, we hear her quite clearly and we recognize her, but we wish that we did not. And so we avoid her. We are defiant. We are self-directed. We are wise in our own eyes. We see wisdom at the door, but we do not answer, for we would rather not hear about her cause or feel guilty for not inviting her inside to sit down. We hear her tell us that we are lost, but we go the other way, telling ourselves that we have chosen the scenic route. We demean her as outdated as she offers ancient recipes with flavors that are not to our taste. Wisdom calls and we plug our ears, mistaking her for a siren, even as our ships are sailing straight for the whirlpool, for crags, for destruction. Wisdom sits quietly in the crowded meeting where each of us waits our turn to speak, ignoring what others have to say. We watch their lips move, but we do not really hear their words, for we sharpen our own statements, talking without listening, speaking without considering, arguing without discerning. All the while, wisdom sits quietly, ignored even as the meeting ends. Wisdom cries out in the streets, but sometimes we ignore her. We turn our backs on her and we walk away, headstrong, down our own destructive paths. And sometimes, after we've been going in circles, after the brambles have torn us up, after the rocks have nicked our shins, after our feet have come perilously close to the edge of a cliff, sometimes we can finally admit that we are lost. In the hush of the moment when we recognize that our way is not the way, then we may hear that still small voice still calling. For she is still here. Wisdom is still calling. In the streets, in the town, in the woods, in the church, in our hearts, in our dead end, deadened paths, wisdom knocks. Wisdom shouts. Wisdom calls. Wisdom pleads. Wisdom beckons. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Wisdom comes. Be still and know that I am God. In the hush, in the stillness, the blind begin to see. When we listen to wisdom, we begin to see the circles that we've been walking. When we listen to wisdom, we begin to see beneath the veneer of what we thought was wealth, of what we thought we needed, of what we thought. When we listen to wisdom, we begin to see that what we resisted as harshness and judgment was in fact warning, care, love. And with wisdom's help, the brambles are clipped. With wisdom's help, the path is clear. With wisdom's help, the way becomes straight. Wisdom comes not as a fact to be memorized, but as a spirit to reside in our spirits, directing our steps. Wisdom comes not as information that we use, but as divine formation that changes who we are. Wisdom comes not on our terms, but as we submit ourselves to the way, the truth, and the life. When at last we are left for dead on the side of the road circling down from Jerusalem to Jericho, when others have passed us by on the other side of the winding path, wisdom comes, kneeling down beside us, setting us on the straight path to healing, helping us become whole. Wisdom comes. Wisdom comes. Wisdom cries out in the street As she raises her voice at the busiest corner, she cries out at the entrance of the city gates. She speaks. Wisdom knocks. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Wisdom knocks. But will we answer? Wisdom shouts, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Wisdom shouts, will we hear? Wisdom calls, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all you produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and then your vats will be bursting with wine. Wisdom calls, my child, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves the one he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. Wisdom calls. Will we respond? Wisdom pleads. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding, for her income is better than silver and her revenue better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left are riches and honor. Wisdom pleads. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. Wisdom pleads. Will we receive? Wisdom beckons. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open and the clouds dropped down the dew. Wisdom beckons. Will we follow? Wisdom comes again and again and again through the ages and in our lives. Wisdom still comes. May we receive her. May we trust in the Lord with all our heart. May we not rely on our own insight. May we in all our ways acknowledge the Lord. And may God make straight our paths.